In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth lying in a manger. Have you ever thought about the story of Christmas? Why is it still fresh as ever? What is it about this story of the birth of Jesus that even after 2,000 years is still as fresh as ever? Why is it that Christmas Eve services still bring throngs of people to church? We don't ever seem to get tired of hearing the same story read to us over and over for the umpteenth time. We gaze at the crash with awe and wonder. We watch our children in pageant with great interest. Our choir sings the same hymns, but every time we listen to them singing, we get goosebumps. How many times have we seen the Christmas story portrayed in pictures on television during the days leading up to Christmas? Doesn't it give us a warm, loving, and hopeful feeling? It brings us memories of how we celebrated back when we were young. We get sentimental about Christmas. If you are like me, none of us ever want to see Christmas change. We want to keep hearing Luke's account of the birth of Jesus with the decree of the Emperor Augustus, calling his subjects to register themselves. We want to hear about the political landscape as to who were the movers and shakers of the time. And then, quite surprisingly, the story takes a turn from the palace of power and privilege to the muck and mire of a manger in Bethlehem. The story now focuses, instead of on the pomp and circumstance of the rich and powerful of the time, onto the difficulties of a homeless, unmarried couple in having a baby in the feeding trough of a cattle shed. The irony of it all was not just any baby. It was the God-child. We don't ever want to stop seeing the image of the baby Jesus wrapped in swaddling cloth in that manger with Mary and Joseph watching him with pride and joy, or shepherds looking in with awe and wonder. There is something powerful and magical about this scene. It makes us ponder why Christmas story still captivates us and captures our imagination. There is also something subversive about this story. Luke very powerfully juxtaposes the birth of the God child in the most vulnerable way one can imagine, against the backdrop of the most powerful empire, the Roman Empire, at that time. This birth marks the beginning of the end of the empire. In reading this story, one thing that stands out for me is the element of risk taken by various characters. We admire people who take risk while we are averse to them ourselves. Early on, we teach and train our children to be safe and play safe. I'm sure Mary was taught that way too. But when Mary said to the angel Gabriel, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord, let it be so according to your word," wasn't she risking the abandonment of her parents and the rejection of Joseph, her betrothed, and even death? Saying you have faith is different from acting on your faith. And when Joseph stood by Mary against what was expected of him, to reject her and to make a public spectacle of stoning her to death, wasn't he taking a risk? Risking his reputation, family name, and even death. How about those shepherds, the despised and the marginalized, who eked out a living on the edges of existence? These outcasts, when they left their sheep at night in the field and decided to take a truck to the manger into the city of David, who himself was a shepherd, were they not like the illegals of today, the undocumented of our time? Risk being rounded up by the authorities. This, the wise men from far who had only a star to go by, and who probably traveled hundreds of thousands of miles through the difficult terrains to get to the manger, and who had to avoid the pitfalls of being tracked by local despotic kings, for whom killing thousands of babies worth keeping their positions of power. They all took risks. However, what I would like us to ponder this evening is the risk that God took to make incarnation possible. Incarnation, God becoming human, is better understood in the parable told by Soren Kierkegaard, the Danish theologian. Once upon a time, there was a king whose power and preeminence was known throughout the world. Yet something was missing in his life, a woman to join him as his wife and queen. One day, as he was riding through the countryside, he saw a beautiful peasant girl. She was so lovely that she immediately won the king's heart, and he desired her more than anything else in the world. Every day he would ride by her house, hoping for a chance to get a glimpse of her in passing. He pondered how he might win her love. He thought, since he was the king, he could just issue a decree and require her to be brought before him, and he could make her the queen of the land. However, upon further reflection, he realized that since she was a subject, she had to obey him, but never could be certain that he would win her love. Then he said to himself, how about if he won her affection by overwhelming her with his wealth and power? But then again, he would always wonder whether she married him for his power and wealth and not because she truly loved him. So he had another plan. He decided to shed his royal robes, dress as a peasant, and go into her village and become one of the peasants. He would work with them, live with them, and suffer along with their daily toils. This entering into the very life of the village brought about the results he had desired. He was truly admired by his love, won her as his wife, and made her the queen of the land. So tonight, we celebrate incarnation, God, the Almighty, becoming human, like you and me. It was a huge risk for God, the Creator, becoming a created being to win the love of His creation and thus save her from the path of self-destruction. This night we see in the manger God's ultimate disclosure, God's ultimate risk-taking. In this we hear God saying to us, I love you. This is God in the raw. Couldn't God have done it in any other way? But God, who He is, who God is, which is love, couldn't have shown His love in any other way than stooping so low, descending so far, and leaving power and glory so far behind. No divine intervention other than incarnation would have achieved God's purpose of truly winning her love. Still, it is not a home run. God's ultimate risk-taking needs to be matched by human risk-taking. God needed the permission and participation of Mary. God needed the help of Joseph, not only to prevent him from throwing Mary out, but also to work with Mary in raising this God-child as his own. If this evening of celebration were to have any integrity, as something more than just a walk on the memory lane of a bygone era, or to experience just a warm and fuzzy feeling, we must see our celebration as an ongoing dance of divine and human risk-taking. When the baby Jesus became a man, he said, "He that loves his life shall lose it, and he that hates his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal." Nothing worthwhile comes without taking a risk of becoming vulnerable. So, how are we being called today? How are we being called to risk-taking? How are we called to respond to God's love for us? When we forgive someone who wronged us and extend our hand to shake his hand, his or her hand, we are taking a risk because we do not know whether it will be reciprocated. When our nation genuinely tries to make peace with Iran, it is a huge risk. Today, this Christmas Eve, Sudan, Syria, and many other places in the world are in crisis. How can there be peace on earth unless leaders and nations are willing to take a risk for peace? Is Christmas possible today without us saying yes, like Mary and Joseph who risked their lives? Let us ask ourselves this evening, what is God's passion for us? What passions of yours and mine that need fulfillment today? What passion of yours remains unfulfilled because it lacks a certain risk-taking on your part? God is looking for you and me to partner with him in this eternal dance of risk-taking.